What's up, everybody? Zach here with the Zach Shanky Podcast. Hope everyone's doing wonderfully well. I have some advice for everybody. Something that I learned actually kind of recently, probably like 2 years ago, and I've always kept it tucked away at the front of my mind. So not really tucked away. Kept up front, in the front of my mind. There was this guy, I heard him speak. He's an entrepreneur. Now granted, he's like an MLM entrepreneur. Very successful MLMer, okay? So, like it or not, that is a category of entrepreneurship. Some people love MLMs, some people absolutely hate them. I think the business model is fantastic. The challenge is that most of the time, the product is less than great. like significantly less than great and very, very overpriced, typically. Anyway, whatever. I was listening to this MLMer, very successful guy, millionaire status, you know, and seemingly a good guy, you know, a good leader. And he mentioned something. He said, look, my life consists of three things: my family, my health, and my business. And every single activity that I do is either to further my family, my health, or my business. If there's a task I'm about to do and it does not help me with those three categories, I do not do the task. So I really took that to heart when I heard that. I thought, holy smokes, that is like dedication, you know, like that is powerful. And maybe you don't have to be that extreme, but the idea is pretty outstanding. And so what I did to personally implement that, the first thing I did, I knew exactly where I was wasting most of my time, and that was definitely with video games. And so immediately what I did is I said, you know what? I'm only going to play video games with my family, with my kids. So that way the task itself has a new purpose. And it's no longer a way for me to kind of get out of my head and escape, but instead it is a way to build relationships. And so that was one thing that I implemented, but I started implementing other things, and I started to kind of think about these things more and more, and even down to what I invest in or what I pay for. Like, does this further my family, my health, or my relationships? Now, of course, my family, my health, or my business. Now, of course, the way we talk about this concept is with the four pillars of prosperity, which is time, health, relationships, and legacy. So you could ask the same question just with the four pillars of prosperity. Does this help me with my time, my health, my relationships, or my legacy? And if the answer is no, perhaps rethink the task and don't do it. So video games is one of those things I did, but... Oh, excuse me, that was a yawn. Apologies. It's 8:30 at night, and I have another hour and a half of driving. I'm driving home from my son Donovan's place. We just celebrated his 21st birthday, so it was a lot of fun hanging out with him, and so now I'm heading home from that. But anyway, so a couple of other ways that I've implemented this kind of strategy is based on some of the things that I'm spending money on as well. Does the money help me with my time, my health, my relationships, or my legacy is the question. And you got to be a little bit careful, okay? In fact, I would say, especially when it comes to money, it should really help you in at least two areas. And the reason I say you got to be a little bit careful with it is because you can just about justify any expense in saying, oh, this helps me with my time, I swear. Like, come on, let's be real and honest and full of integrity when it comes to doing this little self-analysis of your spending, okay? So let me give you some examples. I'll give you two examples. So one is I just bought a new phone, okay? Did I need a new phone? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. My other phone was doing wonderfully well. Here's what happened. My oldest son at home, he's 18, the phone he's been using has been covered by his grandma for a very long time, for many years. It was basically her gift to him, essentially. Well, she recently decided to stop doing that. And so, I'm like, I don't mind. It's not a problem at all. I was actually like, it's about time, is what I was thinking. Because honestly, he doesn't even like his phone, and he felt trapped by the phone because he wanted to upgrade and he wanted to do some things, but he couldn't because he's on grandma's plan. He didn't want to hurt grandma's feelings. So this was actually a good thing. So then I thought to myself, okay, so now I have to buy a new phone for my son, or perhaps he can use mine, which is still a good phone, and I can do a little upgrade. Now, is this upgraded phone going to help me with my time? Perhaps, but not really, being real. Is it going to help me with my health? Absolutely not. I mean, I have health apps on here, but I had health apps with my other phone. Is it going to help me with my relationships? Ah. Well, either way, my son's going to have to get a new phone. What I gave him is a significant upgrade from what he had. So perhaps a little bit? What about legacy? Potentially. And this is where my second category came into play. Because it does help me with my legacy. The reason being, if you guys don't know the story, I was houseless for 6 months in 2022. And it sucked. I did not have a house. I was camping and RVing for 6 months. And during that time, this was during my divorce, I also ended up with really, really bad credit. Like awful, awful credit. And so I have been working on that. And I have been making significant strides and progress points. However, one of the things that help you with your credit is if you have a variation of things on your credit. So, for example, in order to build my credit, I have gotten credit cards over the last couple years. And I use them very, very wisely. And I pay them off. And I use them the way that you're supposed to use them to build credit. And I have done so. However, one of the things that you should do is vary what's on there. So, in addition to credit cards, I need to have something else on there. So, one of the things I did, I paid for a service that allows my rent payments to go on my credit score. Okay, that helped. Beautiful. And then now I'm thinking, okay, well, if I get a new phone, instead of buying a phone outright, what if I go with a mainstream carrier and I do a payment plan on a phone that gets reported to credit? So now it's a new variation. It's like a mini loan variation on my credit report. So now all of a sudden this new phone idea, it's more than just helping out my son so he has communication with the rest of us. It's more than that. So it is helping with relationship, yes, but it is most definitely helping my credit score, which is helping with legacy. Because part of legacy is I plan on buying a house next year. Not for myself. I'm planning on buying the problem with me buying a house for myself, guys, is because I have a lot of kids. I have to get a pricier house. But I believe that I'll have enough for a down payment as well as credit-wise to get a smaller, like a 3-bedroom home. And I can actually use that and rent out that home. And then the profit from that can go right into my rent to lower my own rent, so to speak. Anyway, whatever. It's part of my plan. So this is helping me build my credit to help build my real estate legacy, right? And so how wonderful. How wonderful is that? And so it does have a double meaning. Okay, let's go with another example. So I got a little cell phone plan. Okay, let's go with one a little bit more expensive. Okay. At the end of this month, at the end of May, I'm going to actually be getting my motorcycle license. And my plan, my intent is to buy a motorcycle. Probably this summer. Like June or July. In fact, I don't want to buy one later than July. Because after the motorcycle, I'm not going to be putting anything else on my credit for at least 6 months. In preparation of buying a house. Okay, do you see how all this is working together? So, but the motorcycle, I have to have two reasons. One is legacy. Yeah, having a motorcycle loan on my credit is going to continue to help build that credit through having a variation. Perfect. Okay, that's one thing. I need two. Is the motorcycle going to help me with any other area of my life in terms of the pillars of prosperity? The answer is absolutely yes, because my oldest son, the one that just had a birthday, he has a bike. He's a rider. And so I will be able to ride with him. In fact, that was the initial motivation. And then I thought, well, hey, this can also help me with my credit. Double whammy, bam, bam. Okay. And one of the things we did to celebrate his birthday is he helped me pick out a helmet. And so I got myself a sweet motorcycle helmet. Very expensive, I might say. It's funny because they were like, eh, it's not that bad. I'm like, what? It's a $300 helmet. Okay. Which to me is like, ah, holy smokes. But it's all good. It's all like for this cause. And so now I'm going to end up getting a motorcycle loan, but it's going to be for twofold. One, it's going to build my credit for legacy. It's going to be the final thing I put on my credit before a house. And then two, it's going to be a way for me to spend some time, some quality time with my oldest child. And we're going to have a lot of fun together on our bikes. I know exactly what bike I'm getting. Whatever. It's going to be between like $15,000 and $18,000. Totally doable. And that's still not a huge loan, all things considered. And so I think it's a wise thing to do. So this is what I'm talking about. When you are looking to spend some money, is it going to help you with your time, your health, your relationships, or your legacy? And I think you should have two categories. And if you don't have two categories for a thing, you ought to really, really put some more thought into it. Is this really going to move me forward? Or is this just something that I want because compulsive buying, right? Like, is this a bad habit kind of thing? Or is this something that I could actually use? And so it really helps you to rethink and reprioritize where you're putting your money. And so it's something that I've been doing over the last few years, a couple years probably. And it's been pretty helpful, actually. For the most, there's only one thing that I bought since that I feel like I probably could have done better. And that is actually where I live right now. It's a great neighborhood and it's a great house. And I love it. I love it all. But it is a little bit pricey. I only went with it because they accepted me with a little tiny credit score that I had at the time. And I'm grateful for it. I believe I probably could have found something a little bit better for a little bit cheaper. Maybe not better, but cheaper without it being awful. But it's okay. I'm very happy with it, and it's worth it. It's worth it. So other than that, though, I've been spending money very, very wisely using my budgeting system. If you don't know what that is, go search on this podcast. I walk through my budgeting system quite a bit. Everything from my motorcycle is coming out of my play money, if you know what that is. So this motorcycle was all my play money. This helmet, I mean, is my play money. Oh, and by the way, I also bought a new visor for it. So I have a clear and a tinted visor. So that way, if I'm riding during the day or at night, I can swap them out. I'm excited for it, actually, guys. It looks really good. It fits super well. They did the whole measurement thing and made sure that it was the right fit. Did not take me long to find it. I told them exactly what kind of helmet I wanted. It has the features that I was looking for. At the end of the day, I was hoping to get it around $200 to $250. It was a little bit more expensive than that, but I'm still happy with it. In fact, actually, the helmet plus the visor, because my son is like a member at this cycle store, it's like Cycle Center or something like that is the name of the store. Because he's like a member, he has a membership with them. It actually brought my price down to a grand total of $312. That's after taxes, like with sales tax. That's amazing, actually, because the helmet was $300, but he got a discount, and then the visor, the extra visor was $40, but he got a discount. So instead of it being $340, I got everything for $312. Hey, I'm okay with it. It's a good starting point, and it's safe. And safety is obviously very important. And it looks good. I mean, come on, style, safety and style, can't go wrong. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. I hope this is helpful a little bit to you. Rethink how you're investing using the four pillars of prosperity. In fact, you can even put more than just financial decisions through that. You can put any decision through that. Like the leader guy, the MLMer said, does this task move forward for time, health, relationships, or legacy? If the answer is no, maybe don't do the task. Save your time. Use your time more wisely. And you'll do more things. All right, guys. Love y'all. Bye-bye.